From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
All right, it's a Tuesday here, the 27th of March. Glad to have you along for the ride. It's been a good one so far. A lot of great conversations today, that's for sure. It'll keep right on going with my next guest, Jeff Wiggins, State Director of ABC of Michigan, the Association of Builders and Contractors. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, so first of all, I just saw a news flash, read a press release, that incoming National Security Advisor John Bolton is endorsing John James for United States Senate here in Michigan in the primary, and ABC is as well, I understand. Do tell.
I was going to say, it sounds like we're in good company. It's one of those things where we have a chance to put a job creator, someone who believes in the free enterprise approach to bringing jobs to our state and allowing businesses to operate in a way that can be productive for employees and the economy. And John James is one of those guys who's created jobs himself. He served our country. I believe he flies helicopters. He flew helicopters over did a couple tours over in the Middle East.
He did.
He has a truly remarkable story. He checks off all the kind of experience that you'd want to see in a candidate for the U.S. Senate.
Now, the last time I saw polling numbers, it seemed that Sandy Pensler, his opponent for the primary coming up on the 7th of August, is a bit ahead of John James, but right now you're going all in on our military veteran.
Well, and yeah, like you said, if you went based on polls in March, our current outlook at the national level would be completely different if we went on the March 2016 polls. John James is, I don't put much trust in those early polls, but like I said, John James, he's been working. He's out there. And like I said, he's got a great story to tell. He's been very active on social media, and he resonated with a lot of our members because he's like I said, he's got a story to tell, and it's one about job creation, and it's one about public service. And one of the biggest things that hits home is he puts God and family first as well. So I know that's not necessarily first on the Associated Builders and Contractors, but it resonates with a lot of folks.
No, I understand. You know, if we
especially in a Republican primary.
Well, if we trusted the polls in early March, then Michigan State would be playing Virginia in the Final Four, I believe. You know,
unfortunately, you're
believe
right,
that's not happening from what I last checked. So there you go. So there's a lot of truth in what you say. You know, I want to ask you about something else that we've talked about several other times, and that is this prevailing wage effort you've undertaken. Give the listeners, first of all, just a quick thumbnail background of how you went about this and where we are in the process.
So in the Michigan Constitution, there is a provision that allows the citizens to propose legislation to the Michigan legislature, and they have to collect a certain number of signatures to do that. A group that we've been working with, Protecting Michigan Taxpayers, has gone that route, submitted over 380,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office, and now we're waiting on them through the verification process. Once the Secretary of State verifies that we have enough signatures, which all indications point to that being the case, then it'll go to the Michigan legislature, where a simple majority vote in the House and a simple majority vote in the Senate would make it law, because you would not require the signature of Governor Snyder.
And you believe that you're in good shape here. What's the timetable? It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's we've been given every indication that the Secretary of State's getting to the end of their process, so we're really looking at any day now. From what we've been, you know, if you look at when they said it was going to be done, it should be any day now.
All right, we'll keep an eye on what's going on there. Now, just so for people that haven't heard this conversation between you and I in the past, what would that mean if you change the prevailing wage law in Michigan? What would it mean to municipalities, for example, that are out doing construction projects on roads or bridges?
So right now, if you're building a school in your local community, you have to pay the prevailing wage, which is not a minimum wage, but it's actually the local union wage when you're doing construction projects. So it really hinders the ability for companies to openly compete for these jobs. And so what that would do, and it's a big burden on the taxpayer. Studies show that anywhere between 8 to 15% savings would be seen if you repealed the prevailing wage, got rid of those inflated costs,
sure,
and let the free market take its place.
Let me ask you this, Jeff Wiggins here, State Director of ABC of Michigan. What defines a local union? I mean, if you're out in some rural area, right, small community somewhere, building a school or a bridge or a road or whatever it may be, what defines a local union? What if there isn't a local union in that town?
Well, that's something for the wage and benefits division of the Department of Labor or Department of Licensing and Regulation in Michigan. They're the ones that oversee that. And so every month, the LARA, Department of Licensing and Regulation, prints and publishes prevailing wage rates for every single county for every single trade. And we published over 500,000 in 2017. Which is more than triple the amount of construction workers. So in addition to being a taxpayer increase on costs, it's also a red tape nightmare.
Yeah, big nightmare. All right, Jeff. Well, keep us informed on all of that. Greatly appreciate it. And thank you for letting us know about your endorsement of John James for U.S. Senate as the Republican candidate heading up against Sandy Pensler in the August 7th primary. Greatly appreciate that. Jeff Wiggins, State Director of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. All right, so if you have some trouble with the IRS, you need to see my friend Chris McClatcher. I tell you that because it's tax time. You know it, and so do I. Chris McClatcher there at Fresh Start Tax Solutions, ready to help you out. All you need to do is get online, put in your area code. I don't care where you live in Michigan. Put in your area code, you know, 906tax.com if you're in the UP, 517tax.com if you're around Lansing, 269-734-989, whatever it may be. Put in your area code. And then tax.com, you'll get to my good friend Chris McClatcher, and he'll look after you. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.